if they are not saved, you better not trust them. If they're not saved, you better not trust them. Across the board. Think about it. If they're not saved, they actually run on three programs: the world, the flesh, and the pride of life. And they don't understand sacrificial redemptive systems. They want you to sacrifice, but they won't sacrifice. If they do sacrifice, it's for attention, or it's for praise, or it's for to get you to believe that they're willing to sacrifice. But the only people on the planet, and even some Christians don't even sacrifice, that are willing to sacrifice are the saved people. The only people on the planet willing to sacrifice. Now, they will sacrifice for money. They will sacrifice for attention. They will sacrifice for the world, the flesh. I saw it where it's kind of like an inverted type of thing where I saw a stepdad sacrifice on his job. He thought everything that he did, like job wise, he had to be like, look at me, I'm sacrificing. But it was like an inverse way of getting praise, and look at him. And he was a good dude, pretty much, but I don't want to badmouth him too bad. I don't really want to badmouth the unsaved, because they're doing their best, but I promise you not to trust them, because the biggest reason is they can be taken captive at will by the devil. They're running on a program. I promise you, they are running on a program. Even the so-called scientists and psychologists and all who are trying to understand consciousness and trying to be quote-unquote loving or humble or whatever, if they're not saved, it's just false humility, and it's fake. Whatever they're projecting, it's a fake. Some kind of ego thing, some kind of fake thing that they're trying to stir up. It's not really a part of who they really are. And a lot of times what you think is, you think that if you love somebody, you'll enable them. But no, when you enable somebody, you're actually trying to be Jesus for them, and you're actually causing them to get worse. If you enable your children to do wrong, they'll end up in jail or dead, you know. The only thing that restrains the unsaved is the fear of the law. The fear of getting caught. The fear of whatever it is. That's the only thing that restrains them. Fear of getting found out. Fear of getting caught. Fear of going to jail. Fear of punishment. That's the only thing that restrains them. What about the saved? Well, the Holy Spirit restrains the saved, but there's times when the law, or when the saved person say, well, they might just spur the moment, decide they want to do something they shouldn't do, and the fear of law restrains them as well. So sometimes it's just depending on if you're in your old Adam mind or your new Adam, the new mind. Walking down here in two different realms. If you're saved, you're walking down here in the natural, but you're also in the spirit at the exact same time. I see a lot of so-called saved people who never memorize Bible verses. And they say, well, I can't remember my Bible. I can't remember Bible verses. Well, you can remember that verse in that song. You can remember how to do your job. You can remember it's whatever you lift up, you know, is important. You'll memorize it if it's important enough. You remember your name. You remember your Social Security. You remember your kid's Social Security. Whatever's important enough, you'll remember. I look back and look back over the years, and most people that was friends with, I didn't even like. I'm talking about in 3D. I thought maybe I could help them to see the light, you know, but I couldn't. It was a waste of time. And now I just, it's like very, and I'm sure you're the same way, very few people that you like to even be around or talk to because they speak foolishness. They're of the world. There's very few people you probably like. And you're not alone in that. Because most people are so caught up in the world's wisdom that you're in two different planes of existence, really, to be honest.